Today is Tu B'Av. What's all over the Tu B'Av? Supposed to be happy, not to tackle. Supposed to be happy and dear for nothing, tackle. Not to be happy because you're nothing. It's interesting that we know that in Tisha B'Av, at the time of Avedis, for five things, two body mikdashes that were destroyed, and the Chetan of Ravnim, which causes another commentary to Israel. That's three. And Eitaz was captured, and then he was killed over there. The end of the dominion of Klal Yisrael, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over, that nobody should inhabit it, should remain desolate. So it happens to be that a lot of the things that happened on Tu B'Av could be the flip side of that. That was something we lost. And the ones that are most obvious is that Tu B'Av is the Meisei Midbar Tzach. In other words, Tisha B'Av was the day that they started dying, and Tu B'Av is the day they stopped dying. Another thing is that Tisha B'Av is the day of the Arugi Beita, and Tu B'Av is the day that they were eaten the Kula, and miraculously, for years they were not buried, and they remained, and they were eventually buried. Nefesh Ha'ir is that the city was clear that nobody should go to Yerushalayim, and one thing that happened to Tu B'Av was Yerubim Ben Avot set up a whole mahalach of guards and things that people should go up to Yerushalayim, and that was in the battle. So, Negin, the Tzara, not having Yerushalayim, the Simcha on Tu B'Av, that after a period of time, they could not be able to Yerushalayim, it was permitted again. Possibly, there's other things that happened at Tu B'Av, that there was a time of noise love, but women were not married from one shevet to the other, that. And also, the Pelegish Giva, that the Yomim wasn't allowed to marry into the other, shevet Yomim into the other Shvotim was also permitted. Maybe that's connected to Chuvim Bai Sheni, which was for the Sinat Freedom. Yeah, there was other a time of Kalalis were getting back together again. Another thing that happened in Tuba was they stopped cutting the wood for the Marocha, and it says the nights start getting longer, and it's time to learn more Divrei Torah, which we know that one of the causes of Chuvim Beis Hamikdash was Al Ozvim Torosi, we didn't appreciate Torah. So from all these things, the all things to be happy about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us and is with us, even after the Chuvim Beis Hamikdash, with the Nes of the Gvura, Ayelugi Beita, the only thing that's going to be able to make is to add a little bit more learning at night. Nice.